People's beliefs concerning Satan range from the silly to the abstract, from a little red guy with horns who sits on your shoulder urging you to sin, to an expression used to describe the personification of evil. The Bible, however, gives us a clear portrait of who Satan is and how he affects our lives. Put simply, the Bible defines Satan as an angelic being who fell from his position in heaven due to sin and is now completely opposed to God, doing all in his power to thwart God's purposes. Today, we will reveal deep Bible secrets about seven key things Satan cannot do against God's children, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Satan was created as a holy angel. This scripture possibly gives Satan's pre-fall name as Lucifer. Isaiah 1:4. 1:2, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. Ezekiel 2:8. 1:1-4. Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you are the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. Ezekiel 28 verses 12 to 14 describes Satan as having been created a cherub, apparently the highest created angel. He became arrogant in his beauty and status and decided he wanted to sit on a throne above that of God. Isaiah 1:4. 1:1-5, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Satan's pride led to his fall. Notice the many I will statements in Isaiah 14 verses 12 to 15. Because of his sin, God permanently removed Satan from his exalted position and role. Satan became the ruler of this world and the prince of the power of the air, John 12 verse 31, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, Ephesians 2 verse 2. He is an accuser, Revelation 12 verse 10. A tempter, Matthew 4 verse 3, 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 5, and a deceiver, Genesis 3, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, Revelation 20 verse 3. His very name means adversary or one who opposes everything in his power to oppose God and those who follow God. However, Satan's destiny is sealed in eternity in the lake of fire, Revelation 20 verse 10. Let's start with the seven things Satan, who is the devil, can never and ever do. Number one, Satan cannot steal your joy. Why? Satan cannot make you suffer. In times when life feels tough, it's good to remember that Satan doesn't have the final say in our happiness. The Bible gives us comforting words in James 4 verse 7, saying, When you obey God, stand against the devil, and he will run away from you. This means that by leaning on God's guidance and resisting negativity, we can overcome the challenges brought by Satan. God's promise is like a bright light in the darkness. As 1 Peter 5 verse 10 says, After you have been sad for a little while, God, who has all the love and grace, will make you strong again. He will give you a firm foundation to stand on and make you steady. This assures us that despite the tough times, God will bring restoration, strength, and steadiness to our lives. It's important to know that Satan's power is limited and God's love is limitless. Ephesians 6 verse 10 encourages us to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. This means that when we trust in God's strength, we can stand firm against anything Satan throws our way. Remember, joy is a gift from God, and Satan can't take it away unless we let him. By holding on to our faith and trusting in God's promises, we can find comfort and hope in the midst of challenges. As Romans 15 verse 13 beautifully expresses, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, keep your heart open to God's love, resist negativity, and let His joy overflow in your life. Number 2. Satan cannot make us do wrong. Satan cannot force us to sin. Important to know that Satan doesn't have the power to force us into doing wrong things. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. This means that God is always there to help us resist temptations and make choices that align with goodness. In James 4 verse 7, the Bible encourages us with these words, "Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and your children may live." This highlights that the power to choose between right and wrong is in our hands, and with God's guidance, we can choose the path that leads to life and blessings. Even when we make mistakes, God is always ready to forgive and help us get back on the right track. In 1 John 1 verse 9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So, take comfort in knowing that Satan's influence is not stronger than your ability to choose goodness with God's help. Stay close to God, resist temptation, and choose the path that leads to life and blessings. Number 3. Satan cannot know your thoughts. Satan cannot read your mind. It's comforting to know that Satan cannot read our minds. In Psalm 139 verse 2, we're reminded that God knows when we sit and when we rise, understanding our thoughts from afar. This shows that only God has the ability to know our innermost thoughts and feelings. In Matthew 6 verse 6, Jesus teaches us about prayer in private, saying, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." This reassures us that our private conversations with God are just that, private. Satan has no access to our intimate moments of prayer and connection with God. God's understanding of our hearts is beyond anything Satan can comprehend. Proverbs 15 verse 11 tells us, "Death and destruction lie open before the Lord, how much more do human hearts?" This emphasizes the depth of God's knowledge compared to any limitations Satan might have. So, take solace in the fact that your thoughts and prayers are known only to God. Share your heart with Him in confidence, knowing that Satan cannot invade the sacred space of your mind. In moments of prayer and reflection, you have a special connection with God, and your secrets are safe in His understanding and love. Number 4. Satan cannot make you SDRY. Satan cannot tempt you. It's comforting to know that Satan cannot force us into temptation. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, God assures us, God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. James 4 verse 7 gives us guidance, saying, "So give yourselves completely to God. Stand against the devil, and the devil will run from you." This means that by staying close to God and resisting the negative influences, we can overcome temptations and stay on the right path. God understands our struggles. Hebrews 4 verse 15 reminds us, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet He did not sin." Jesus, who experienced temptations, serves as an example that we can resist and overcome them with God's help. Take comfort in knowing that God is on your side, providing a way out when temptations come your way. By trusting in Him, you can stand strong against the lure of temptation. Remember, you have the strength to resist, and God is there to guide you through it. Number 5. Satan cannot trick you. Satan cannot cheat you. It's reassuring to know that Satan cannot deceive us if we stay rooted in God's truth. Proverbs 2 verses 7 to 8 tells us, "He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for He guards the course of the just and protects the way of His faithful ones." Trusting in God's guidance shields us from the deceptive schemes of Satan. Ephesians 6 verse 11 advises us to put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. This armor includes the truth of God's word, which acts as a powerful defense against any attempts to deceive. Jesus assures us in John 8 verse 32, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth we're warned to be alert and of sober mind." Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. However, by staying grounded in God's truth, we can confidently stand against any attempts to cheat or deceive us. Remember, God's truth is your guide, and Satan's deceitful ways can be overcome with the wisdom and protection found in your faith. Stay vigilant, trust in God, and you'll be guarded against any attempts to cheat or deceive you. Number 6. Satan can't take your life. Satan cannot kill you. It brings comfort to know that Satan doesn't have the power to take your life away. In Psalm 23 verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." This reassures us that God's presence protects us, and Satan cannot overpower the life God has given. Jesus shares in John 10 verse 28, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." This emphasizes the security of our lives in God's care. Satan has no authority to steal or end the life that God has granted. In Romans 8 verses 38 to 39, it affirms, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This powerful assurance reminds us that nothing, including Satan, can separate us from the love and protection of God. So, take comfort in the fact that your life is secure in God's hands. Satan may try to bring challenges, but he cannot take away the life that God has given you. Trust in God's promises and know that you are safe in His loving care. Number 6. Satan cannot rob what God gives. Satan cannot take your blessings. It's uplifting to know that Satan can't take away the blessings God has for us. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, God assures us, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This promise shows that God's blessings are intentional, and no scheme of Satan can thwart His plans for our lives. Jesus emphasizes in Matthew 6 verse 20, "But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Our heavenly blessings are secure, immune to any attempts by Satan to steal or diminish them. Malachi 3 verse 10 reinforces the idea of God's protection. Its provision extends beyond earthly limitations, and Satan cannot diminish the abundant blessings that God has in store for His faithful. In summary, trust in God's promise of blessings, for Satan's attempts to steal cannot override the divine protection and abundance that God showers upon His children. Number 7. Satan cannot take what God has given you. Satan cannot steal your gifts. It's comforting to know that Satan can't snatch away the gifts God has given you. In Romans 11 verse 29, it said, "For God's gifts and His call are irrevocable." This means that what God has gifted you with is secure and cannot be taken away by the schemes of Satan. 1 Peter 4 verse 10 encourages us, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." When we use our gifts for good, we align with God's plan, and Satan cannot interfere with the positive impact our gifts can have. Remember the parable of the talents in Matthew 25 verses 14 to 30. God entrusts different talents to His servants, and those who use their talents wisely receive commendation. Satan can't rob us of the opportunities to share and grow the gifts God has given us when we use them responsibly. Ephesians 2 verse 10 reinforces this idea, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." God has a purpose for the gifts He bestowed upon you, and Satan's attempts to steal them cannot prevail against God's divine plan. In summary, be confident in the gifts God has given you. By using them for good, you align with His purpose, and Satan's attempts to steal or undermine your gifts cannot diminish the impact God intends them to have.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.